let it go. Post Malone on 5FM, called Circles. 9 o'clock in the morning. Here's Erin Fox with news.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 9, SOEs to top talks at the ANC-NEC and Microsoft to erase its carbon footprint.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. The ANC says the discussion on state-owned enterprises will top the agenda of its National Executive Committee meeting at the St. George Hotel in Irene, Pretoria, this weekend. Eskom's failure to keep the lights on resulted in the Power Utilities Board Chairperson Jabu Mabuza's resignation last week. The ANC's Pule Mabe.
This National Working Committee, NEC, and ultimately the Lekgotla, when the NWC will be planning and laying out a program that the NEC will ultimately have to adopt, which now takes us to the Lekgotla. The Lekgotla start on the 19th and the 20th. Key amongst the issues that will be discussed is what we've already written out.
The DA in KZN has opened a case of corruption against former provincial health officials. This follows the public protector's findings of wasteful and fruitless expenditure on the part of senior KZN health department officials amounting to 61 million rand. DA provincial leader Zwakhele Mqwango.
I think our duty as an opposition in KwaZulu-Natal is to ensure its accountability and to ensure that we always talk about consequence management. Every day we talk about corruption, but there's no prosecution. So what we're trying to do here now is to ensure that those who are found on the wrong side of the law are actually brought to book.
Police in Brits in the northwest have resumed the search for a Johannesburg learner who went missing while on a school camp. The grade 8 learner from Parktown Boys was participating in an orientation camp. Here's the police's Adele Myberg.
The police were informed yesterday at 3 o'clock that this child is missing, and immediately we activated our divers and canine and so forth. Apparently they were building like their own little float, and then the group went on top of this down the river, and it seems like during this activity the current was quite strong and it swept them off. This boy went under and he hasn't been seen since.
And finally, U.S. technology firm Microsoft has announced plans to remove all the carbon dioxide it's emitted into the atmosphere since it was founded in 1975.